Okay, there we are. And I have to try and put the view. I think it's speaker view is what shows just the one person.
I'm here.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi, good. How are you doing, Zijan?
Good, good. How about yourself?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. All good.
And good.
Oh. Oh, my photo is, I'm not here.
Here, yeah. I'll ask to start video, and I'll ask you to start your video. If you care to, you just start video. There
okay,
you go.
Got it. Yeah.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, all the people are here. Good. I think it's recording, right? Pause recording, yeah. Okay, good, so it's recording.
All the people that are here are here.
All the people that are here are here, indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no people here.
No.
Indeed.
Only selfless self.
Indeed.
Sky, spaciousness.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Indeed. Which leads to one question. It says, hello, John. When does the mind click with the body? Thank you. And the body is an appearance within the mind. But the mind is not an individualized mind. It's, you know, mind is flow of thoughts. And this spontaneous occurrence just is a happening. It's as if the space was suddenly sucked into like genie in the bottle. And this unlimited nothing in particular is suddenly sucked into this bottle and says, oh, I'm limited. And these are my limitations because of identification with the form that I happen to be appearing as, but I'm appearing in, not as. The misidentification is the appearance that I'm appearing as something. And that's why just slowly, silently, and permanently erasing these illusory layers. And then you know yourself in a real sense. Go outside and just look around the space. And where is the space not? And you say to yourself, okay, the space, the presence is more subtle than sky or space. If at all I want to compare, I compare myself to sky or space. And I look around at the space, and the space is permeating everything. And therefore, if for a time I believe myself to be a limited something, this is just not true.
I was just, that just made me think of gravity, how gravity is supposed to be there, but you can't see it. It's like space.
Yeah, I mean, just like in the fall when the leaves are falling, you see them just kind of fall. And you could say to yourself, okay, they're or the birds when they're flying, okay, there's just a somethingness that's nothing in particular. And that somethingness is your own selfless self. And just like the sky and space do not participate in the daily activities, you know, a war on a battlefield, the space is unaffected. There's nothing. There's
no individual gravity either.
There's nothing. But see, you just have to know yourself in a real sense. And then once you know yourself, then you know nothing is. And that's how you can sit and just look and try to intellectually say, okay, if this body is not, but presence is, and presence is like sky or space, then there's nowhere I am not. Whether this body form is here or not, there are billions of body forms within your own self. You just happen to have limited yourself to identifying with one of them. And only for a time.
Mm-hmm. And that reminds me also, I was outside contemplating today, or just looking around, and saw a leaf fall, and I thought, well, that leaf falling is what my mind said it was as it was falling. But then when stops falling, then it's not falling leaf anymore. So it's not what I thought it was or what I named it to be.
But naming has to do with mind, and mind needs to name things. And that's why Maharaj says in order to communicate, we have to have words. But in reality, with your own selfless self, there is only one. There's no need to communicate with yourself because you are all of everything. There is nothing above you. So the need to communicate is only within the body-based existence, this illusory existence, and only for a time. And within the illusory existence, then we try to explain how this illusion is. Well, illusion is nothing and can be explained multitudes of different ways and written about and thought about and meditated on and all this sort of stuff, but it's not true. Know yourself in a real sense and it goes away.
Then another thing that sparked a line of thought was I live on near a street called Potter Court. I just happened to glance up and I saw the science at Potter Court, and so I thought, well, what can that tell me? Okay, Potter, I'm like a Potter. I am not the, if I was a Potter, I did do potting once, way back, but I am not the pot. I am the Potter, and anyway, that led to a line of thinking about choice. And then I was thinking, well, there you could, in one way of looking at it, you can say there's choice. Another way of looking at it, you could say there's not choice because things present themselves to you and you don't really have any choice. So out of the two selections, choice and not choice, if I'm thinking about choice, I'm limited. If I'm thinking about whether there is choice or not, I'm limited to the two possibilities. Either there's choice or there's not choice. And then it occurred to me that to be limited to such a limited choice between two things, that's not really a choice at all.
Yeah, throw all that away. Just take all those thinking and all that contemplating and then take the thinker and throw them all out the window. Remain with your selfless self. That's the truth. Because the more I try to use this mind that is not to try to figure things out, this mind loves that. It's like, ooh, yes, you're going to give me power. And now I'm going to take you and you're going to be like a dog chasing its tail continuously. You're never going to get out, as Maharaj says, the bubble of illusion. Just know that everything that you can contemplate, everything that you think about, is within the body-based illusion. It's useless, absolutely, totally, and completely, thoroughly useless, because you're not a body. There's no thinker, there's no thought.
It can't really tell you what is.
There is nothing. Explain what nothing is. Okay, well, intellectually, we can say nothing is an absence of all things, but in reality, nothing is nothing. This whole illusory existence is within your own self. That's why we can try to compare it to a dream. In a dream, think about it. You're sitting there and you're contemplating existence and choice and no choice. And is there free will? And truly, if you really think about free will, it's kind of a silly thing, because whatever desire arises in mind creates an action. And you say, oh, I have freedom of choice. But if you're acting on the desire, from where did this desire come from? So therefore, you're basically like a a sock puppet. And you don't even think about this because within the dream, if I start to say, okay, well then I'm gonna watch desires and I'm not gonna do desires and all that. But what good is that? When you wake up, it's useless. And so when you know yourself in a real sense, all the contemplation, just throw it away. Mm-hmm. It's best that your mind becomes like one of those, when you see in horror movies, they go up into the attic and they're all the cobwebs and dust and all this stuff. That's how your mind should be, from lack of use. Because you don't depend on mind, because you're just here. You're experiencing the illusory existence directly, without a go-between trying to explain what's happening. Because you're prior to mind. Mind can only give you thoughts about things that don't exist because it can't think about your own self. Mind came along with the body. You're not body. So anything that the mind can present is useless. Throw it away.
Maybe that's what you just said. The mind can't think of itself in a sense. Maybe that's why some people are interested in this stuff when I talk about it, but some people, they have like a automatic like resistance to it. So maybe they sense that, maybe their intelligence is telling me, well, you can't really talk about this. One time I was talking about non-duality on the radio. You know, I'm a college radio host before the pandemic. And some guy said, you can't think about thinking, which you can, it can be relatively done in the illusion, but in a way he's right, I guess.
Well, just know that anything that your mind can present to you came along in the illusion. That's obvious. Formless you. What can the mind think about formless you? Nothing. That's why when you remain with your selfless self, you can't have questions. What are you going to question about?
Fortunately, I did wake up today and I was looking at my dreams.
You did not.
Huh?
You did not wake up.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
because the you that you are doesn't sleep.
Right. So, yeah.
It's outside of this concept of waking, sleep, and I exist, this I am. It's completely outside of those concepts. So,
yeah.
You did not wake up. Because even if you think intellectually, how would you wake up if there wasn't something there that was not awake? Like if you go to sleep tonight and that's just it, you just disappear into nothingness because there's no continuum that wakes you up on the other side to whom this waking state appears. Before you can wake up, you have to have the sense of, I'm waking up. Well, that I that you are, the true you, is there. And that is where this I exist has appeared. I exist. Okay, but that I that exists doesn't need to know its existence. And now that it knows existence, seemingly a duality is created. I exist. And look at all these things that exist. Again, because the unlimited space got trapped, so to speak, in this genie in a bottle and looked out and said, oh, there's a whole world here. And because, as it was mentioned before, self-consciousness has arisen of me and something else. But all of everything is your own self. There is no self-consciousness. There is no unconsciousness. There's no nothing. Understand that everything that's going on around you right now is not happening and won't be missed.
No attributes.
Completely without attributes. Prior to the concept of attributes.
That's the part of Das Boot I'm in right now where he's talking about that.
Yeah. All attributes are just layers on your formless presence, and they just need to be removed. Because they're not true. Truly, you're formless.
So I was patting myself on the back because I felt this morning that the dream world was no different than my waking world. I could see them both as being dreams.
It's the same consciousness. The same consciousness is creating both. We just call it, because of identification with the body, my sleeping consciousness and my waking consciousness. But in reality, it's just one consciousness. And this consciousness is the sense of existence, which has manifested as this entire illusory existence. You're prior to that because you're to whom this manifestation has occurred. Without manifestation, you are. With manifestation, you are. You are unchanging. Whether it's manifest or unmanifest, whether there are forms or no forms, whether identification with a specific form is still there or not, whether you know you exist or that you do not know you exist, you are. And that's why you could say you are eternal. But again, you're outside of time because you have no object in time to measure and create this concept of time. So even that is nothing. And every time you try to think something or figure something out, just brush it aside. Because as soon as a thought comes, then you're going to birth a whole world of concepts and thoughts to try and explain and justify the line of thinking that you're trying to do. Just remain with yourself. Keep quiet. Everything good. And not just keeping quiet as an exercise. The reality is quietness is when your mind is not disturbed by thought. And your mind is not disturbed by thought because you remain with yourself as self, and therefore, we talked about somebody could be screaming way over there. Hey, oh, I can't hear you. I'm just with myself. And now, spontaneous action in the moment. I'm experiencing the world, so to speak, directly without an interpreter. Because I really don't need somebody sitting over here saying, this is what this is, this is what that is, this is what this is. No, it's spontaneous action in the moment. Pick up the water, drink, put it back down. No need to sit there and say, this is water. It's Deer Park water. It came from wherever the heck Deer Park water comes from or whatever. And it's very tasty. And it's better than this other kind of water. And all, you know, just the mind flow of going. No, it's pick up the water, drink it, put it back down.
Same place anything else might have come from if you could find it.
It's just, you know, everything is spontaneous action, direct experience in the moment. No need to think about anything because nothing is. You know you are, and that's it. And you are whether you know you are or whether you don't know you are, you are. And you don't have to sit there and say God, Brahman, Paramatman, Master. No. These are all body-based concepts. As Maharaj has plainly said, there's no master, no disciple. There's no mother, father, sister, brother. There's no world. There's no you, me, he, she, it. Nothing, 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 nothing. Anything that can be identified is not true. Even a sense of existence.
So what would you call it when you are taking care of occurrences that the body has to deal with?
Scenes passing before you, spontaneous action in the moment, directly experiencing whatever it is in that moment without the interpretation of mind, ego, intellect, and just natural
being. Being practical, I guess.
Just a natural being. You do your job, do your duties. And know that you're not a doer and there's no deeds. When you say something's not going my way, erase this my that thinks things aren't going its way. Because it's just an appearance within your own self. And since you're John and Keith, if things are going Keith way, things are still going your way because you're both. How can you have struggle with another being or another? How can you have any strife or anything that would cause a mind flow to identify with something that says, oh, I don't like this?
Don't you still have preferences?
I would say, like, okay, I don't like banana cream pie. I would prefer chocolate cream pie. So I don't eat banana cream pie. But I don't like mentate about it and say, oh, you know, it's just a spontaneous happening in the moment. When I go to the grocery store, I buy Deer Park water usually. So you could say that's a preference. But at the same time, if another water is on sale, I'll pick that water up too. So there's no rigid dug in of anything.
So if you try to do something for somebody else, expecting it to turn out a certain way, it's if it doesn't or if it does, doesn't really make a difference.
Well, there's no someone else, and there's no deed, no doer. And to have expectations of any of those things, there has to be an I am somebody else that just needs to be erased. You know, there's a, I don't know, it's just a, it's spontaneous action in the moment. A scene comes and you do your best in that time, and then it finishes and that's it. And you don't take credit for anything, nor do you debit yourself anything. Oh, I did a very bad job, or oh, I did a very great job. No, it's just a spontaneous action in the moment.
It's selfless action either way, I guess.
Just, you know, you may witness these great things being done. Oh, look at all these great things being done, but you don't have to take a touch of this. It's just, these things are happening. But in reality, nothing's happening. Everything's occurring within my own self. And if I try to get lost in the deeds that I'm doing, I can for a moment drop back as space. These actions are occurring within this space. Is the space giving itself high five for this good action or bad action?
There's no real actions.
Exactly. And it's not negating anything. It's just because you remain with your selfless self and you just go about your day, do your job, do your duties. Everything is pick up the water, drink it, put it back down. Spontaneous, direct experience with no need for interpretation. Nothing so serious. Still, you eat, you know? Yeah, and you read directions, like you take something, read the directions. Oh, should be microwave 3 minutes. Okay, microwave 3 minutes. Then I eat. Okay, that's it. Go to restaurant. Okay, I enjoy the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Both me and my girlfriend, we have a tendency to like something, hear something in the news or think of something or something happens, you go, huh. You know, in the sense of how about that? Huh. How about that?
Yeah. Don't take the touch. And yeah, you can speak about the things that are going on. You know, when I'm around friends and they'll say, oh, what about the pandemic? And it seems to be ending and we're talking about vaccine and all that kind of stuff. Because that's in the moment, just as in a dream. In a dream, you might sit there and have a conversation with a whole bunch of people. You might go to a picnic and talk to a bunch of individual folks about various different topics. But at the same time, you know, it's just illusion. It's just a dream. That's why then if somebody says, well, you know, you shouldn't get a vaccine or da da da, and they take a big position on that, you're like, okay, well, okay, good. I'm not going to fight. Why? Who am I going to fight? Oh, just listen. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Go on to the next people. Talk to them.
Yeah. Can I say something,
Guruji? Yes. Yes, please.
I was just how one of the things I've realized, the subtlety of consciousness. We talk about human activities, but think about this. A simple placing of a glass cup on a glass table, that sound created has a life, has a beginning, an end, a total concept. It's probably dying not to end. It stays in your eardrums. And I think it's kind of like that, what we're talking about today, how everything is created by thought, by action. If you just stay still, even that clink of a glass wouldn't have existence, you know. And you can do that in a way, control Maya, control Ishwara, make her your servant by standing still and avoiding action and receiving news from a TV and not letting it affect you because the mantra is running in your mind, you know. So I thought about that, about how even pressing the toilet flush, you've given that noise life. So imagine how subtle we should be in our acts, you know, in our actions, in our thoughts, and not even let thoughts arise, you know? And I think about that, how everything in consciousness, in the wake and dream has a life, you know, and we can control that existence because you create it, you know? Just came to mind, the clinking of a glass, you know? How precious that noise is. And when it ends, oh man, how sad it is, you know? Oh, sorry.
It's good. Very good.
Well, I found that some noises used to bother me sometimes. Now, not bothering me so much. They're almost, they're kind of joyful. Almost.
Yeah, well, yeah, there it is. That's when you start to... I guess see that play, you know, that play and how it has life. You can do the same thing with a woman or an experience or a coronavirus or any personal situation, you know. You give life to these things and that noise is not there, that clinking of the glass is not there, just like that broken relationship is not there, you know. You've created it, you know. That's what makes everything false, you know. Unless it arises from stillness, and nothing arises from stillness, you know, nothing arises from stillness, you know. Oh.
Yeah, you just remain with yourself as self. There's nothing. Allow everything to come and go. You remain with yourself as self. Like Maharaj says too, you have to spend some time with you. You know, just coming to the talks or reading these books occasionally or whatever, spend time with your own self. Just be with you.
the selfless self and the empty mind. It's always now.
But over time, it's becoming easier for me to recognize that it's there. Whereas, you know, I do these contemplations, and I'm in a sense doing it to help myself recognize, and I'm finding it does help, but doing that also is somewhat of a distraction, because it's still not, like you say, resting in the self with self, but it's because I wasn't feeling that I was recognizing the self with self that I do it, but now it's becoming easier to recognize the self with self, so I don't, it'll be easier to not bother, to just not bother with the contemplation.
Contemplate without words. And concentrate on the concentrator. Until the concentrator disappears within the concentration. We had talked about before, you can, in the background of every experience, you are. So in any given moment, you can just kind of pause and concentrate on concentration. And then release the sense of concentration. And there you are. And now from this space, try to contemplate anything at all. Ask yourself in this place about birth. The answer is a deafening nothing. Ask yourself about death. Again, the answer is the same, this deafening nothing. No concepts. No concept of what a concept is. No knowingness, but no knowingness. Just this. Any moment, this is, and everything is just layers upon this. So remain. And now as you go back, you do your job, you do your duties, you know. Oh, so that I am that. And that is all there is. Even the concept of formlessness doesn't make sense there. Now, if we come forward just a bit, there's presence. Still no body, mind, ego, intellect, world, all that kind of stuff. But you come forward just to presence. Okay, now attention is on presence. Then attention is released. And that's meditate on the meditator, So the meditation dissolves the meditator. Concentrate on the concentrator until the concentrator is dissolved within the concentration. Contemplating without the use of words or concepts.
Sort of like what you talked about, the black hole.
Yes. That you are absorbs everything because that's the foundation, that's the background, that's the only reality. Everything else can dissolve within reality because it's not true.
Could you say space likes itself?
Space doesn't know itself. There's no likes or dislikes because space doesn't know I am space. Sky doesn't know I am sky. Through the medium of body, that you are, no, you are. And that's it.
The five elements, the body, the breeze of on your face, you know?
Going, going, going.
Going.
Boom.
Yeah. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's time. Good, good.
Bye. Very good. Bye.
There you go.
Bye.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.